It's Johnny Valenzuela for A Fleeting Glimpse again with John Joyce here in the Pumpkin Launchers room. Is that what the sign
yes,
says?
Yes. Well, you want to hear about the Pumpkin Launchers?
You know, why not?
The Pumpkin Launchers is the name that we adopted when we were in rehearsal in Southampton. Every day we had this long in-traffic drive to rehearsal, and there was a pumpkin field with a green tube about 30 feet long. And Marky, I guess, because he really does kind of dub everything with a name, called it a pumpkin launcher. And somehow we've come to be known as the Pumpkin Launchers, you know? And it's no more mysterious than that.
Sure. Okay, well, the mystery is dispelled now.
Yes, right, right.
It's fantastic. Well, you're part of the family on this tour that was on the original tour as well.
Right, right.
I asked Colin, the bass tech, him also being on the 80 and 81 tour, that I suspect the vibe is extremely different backstage here than it was in 1980.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
You know, for one thing, I mean, this is Roger's show. He's on his own. He's doing it exactly the way I think he dreamed of doing it 30 years ago, but could never really get. Technologically, it was impossible, and he had to, you know, he had to sublimate his own desires, I think, artistically to fit in with the other members of the Floyd. You know,
sure. Did that. Tension within the four band members, did it make it challenging, more challenging to put the show on for you guys?
No, not at all. First of all, I mean, Roger and David, there was no, I was not aware of any conflict between the two of them. I didn't see much interaction with Rick and Nick. And again, we didn't travel. We were kind of did these shows in residence. So, you know, it's the traveling, it's the being on tour that the time that you spend with the bandmates and stuff that you really get to know everybody. So, you know, we went from a hotel to the gig for 5 days and then we took 3.5 months off. You know, so it was a very different vibe. I think, you know, Roger refers to himself as 30 years ago as that miserable, poor little Roger of 30 years ago, when he talks about the song Mother and how he feels completely different about the message, where he's at in his life. And I think, you know, he's having a ball here, you know, and as a consequence, so are we.
Yeah. Well, I can, you know, in the interviews that I've read with him and so forth is, yeah, he's a much different person today than he was 30 years ago. I suppose anybody would be 30 years later.
I suppose. Yeah. I mean, he's, you know, he is tackling something that I think has always kind of been a challenge for him, and he would really wanted to see it come to a greater fruition than it did. You know, they lost money on that first tour, and there were a lot of things he couldn't get done. You know,
now you were responsible for finding the Venice guys to do all the backing vocals this time. Are you happy with your decision?
Very happy.
That was a loaded question, admitted.
And I'll tell you, how it really happened was that, I mean, I thought of Kip first, and in terms of the original charge was to try to find somebody that could do David Gilmour's vocals, and I thought, you know, Kip is one of those people that is a chameleon and a wonderful mimic of voices. And I thought Kip or Mark, who are experienced session people and stuff, and have done a lot of sound alikes and wonderful stuff, you know, for movies and TV and stuff over the years. And I thought they would be a perfect call. And then I started thinking about the Venice as a band, you know, and how much time they've put in together, singing together. And, you know, as it's turned out, it's just been a riot. I mean, I have the pleasure of kind of being swept along by the Lennon madness. That's right. It is a special kind of delightful madness.
Mm-hmm. I lived in Culver City in the Venice area for many years, and I knew of them, you know, in the up and coming stages, I suppose, if that's a safe yeah. way to put it. And so when I saw that they were involved, I thought, boy, what a perfect choice for the harmonies, you know, because obviously the brothers, they're just, it's beautiful. So I haven't seen the show. I'm looking forward to hearing what you guys do.
We've had the benefit of 49, maybe this is show 50, I think. Mm-hmm. 50 performances plus rehearsals. We've really sorted out all of the little things that might have caused some difficulties singing together. Just, you know, balance-wise and plus fitting me into their sound, you know. But it's been, you know, it's so well-honed now. Mm. It's just a pleasure. I mean, I get goosebumps at least once a night with something we do, you know, that just finishes and it's like a breath, like a warm breeze, just the sound of the vocals as they go down, it just feels so good, you know.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Don't want to keep you too much longer.
Okay.
I saw rehearsing the little kids for the Brick in the Wall Part 2, it seems like you've sort of, you're the cheerleader for them, the choreographer. Was that by design or by default? How did that come about?
Well, I kind of jumped in from the very beginning because I have a background of working with kids a lot, you know, and my kids are grown, but Roger's the choreographer, and he is there at every rehearsal, and I just kind of have kind of stepped in, and Kip and I kind of just, you know, polish him up a little bit. Courtney, who is the Live Nation tour person, works with the kids when they get here, and they've really become good. The kids, an important part of the show. Roger loves that song and loves to interact with the kids on stage. Mm-hmm. You'll see it tonight, and you'll know what I'm talking about.
Yeah. I'm so looking forward to it. Last question: okay. What do you guys do in your downtime, if there is such a thing as downtime?
There's a lot of downtime. Okay. We do never more than 4 shows in a week and never more than 2 shows in a row. So even on a show day, we usually don't leave the airport or a hotel till middle of the afternoon. And on an off day, we, you know, explore, sightsee. Pat and I walk a lot. We go to a movie, go hear music. You know, it's really been, and we're staying in the very best hotels.
Sure.
I mean, it's a pinch me, I can't believe I'm dreaming kind of a tour. It really is. It's been great.
Well, best of luck to the show tonight. I know it's going to be fantastic. And for the rest of the tour, your time off, Europe next year, it's there are millions of people all over the world that are so thrilled that that you guys are doing it. And I am one of them.
Great
so
job.
Thank you.
It's really nice meeting you. Great.
Thanks. Likewise. Okay. Mm-hmm.